Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation.
We are Native Son. This first song that we're going to do for the Small Studio session is Resurrection. It's a classic instrumental, but kind of our own twist on it. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world at this time, and you know, we just kind of felt the need to, you know, not just make music that feels good, but also that has some sort of a message that means something. So hopefully it's something that people can really gain something from. It's Resurrection.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from it. Some people add to it, others try to take from it. Ad nauseam to my weak stomach as I ascend to the peak. I see my freedom of speech plummet. I mean, what we talking about now and how we get here? My fingers on the pulse, I'm trying to monitor like in-ears. The game's messed up, it's stale and embarrassing. My peers be lacking melanin, they pale in comparison. I'm like Harrison Marvin, a killer who's starving just to get in the hall, man. Awaiting the call, fam, but the distance is long, damn. But these rappers half-stepping, they heard that King Kunta track. And now they back reppin', I don't do anything second. Set my first initial, officially known in time as the one who brought the ripples of change, which affected the tide. I got like infinite range, so there's nowhere to hide. Y'all see my joy and my pride? It be the circle city I dwell in, trying to be the first out of nap to span the globe like Magellan. Eloquently telling the people we nothing less than equal, regardless of creed and color. We all sisters and brothers who come from Adam and Eve. So this brief reprieve is like forbidden fruit plucked from the tree of life. My expressions are parenthetical in nature now. It's regrettably unforgettable, the hatred now. But still they want to blame the music and the culture of rap to misappropriate the swag. What kind of vulture is that? Oh, the type that like swine would imagine a strap that flock like birds of a feather, putting two in your cap to an exact science. The pressure that I'm applying is enough to crack the pavement on the road to Zion. My mind is all Lady Liberty's lacking convictions. It's no longer just a race, I feel black's a depiction. I got ink on my hands like Michelle Kathleen, fam. I ain't come for the cypher, I'm here to resurrect the black man. I'm here to resurrect the black man with that resurrection, hey. You see, this morning I woke up and had a smile on my face. The sun was gleaming. I'm beaming while I think about grace. Another day I get to live, though I didn't deserve the last. The Lord reserved judgment, preserved my hourglass. And what I do with the time, what I do with the rhyme, I realize that the opportunity's prime. Cause too many brothers is locked up from too many crimes. Others lay in hospitals, sexing too many dimes. And as the IV drips, they come to grips with the truth. Tomorrow was never promised, I get honest in the booth. And if I'm stepping on toes, know that I can't apologize. I'm walking in my daddy's shoes while looking through my mama's eyes. Hey, with that resurrection, hey. So this next tune that we're going to get into was Every Minute, Every Hour. Kind of in the same vein as the Resurrection, you know, song that we just did. Again, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and we just kind of feel like it's not enough just to make people dance. It's really got to have a bit of a statement with it. So, you know, in our communities, there's a lot of things that we could be doing, you know, more actively and more, just engaging one another. So, when I wrote this tune, I really wanted it to be something that was kind of a call to action. You know, some of it is very blunt, you know, and just real. But really, it's all done in love, and it's just a matter of, you know, we can all do our part just to make the world itself a better place. Along with that, I do want to introduce my bandmates. I do have Brandon Meeks on the bass. We've got Richard Sleepy Floyd on the drums. And Brandis Gossett holding down the keys for us. And this is Every Minute, Every Hour. Yeah, I die for mine. It's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every day, I'd ride for mine. I'd die for mine. Yeah, it's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every day, babies are born. Bundles of sin in a room full of hope. Unassuming adult, sex, lies, and video red tape. This landscape of an American plot is so embarrassing. Stop the cycle of vice, overlaps the circle of life. I hope these verses I write will serve as words of advice. But if not, these proper nouns are bound to get down to the core of the youth so they can find and rightly divide truth. We need some divine proof to indict the plight of the nation. Mamas that God saw, she cry on the way to the station. Whether to identify bodies or dry bells, she stare at the heavens puzzled like, how the hell did I fail? NFL or NBA be the only way out the PJs. Or you trapping or rapping or just one hell of a DJ. That's how the mind reacts within a steady state of decay. So while you crumble herb, just learn to break it down to three ways, huh? I'd ride for mine, yeah. I'd die for mine, mm-hmm. It's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every day, I'd ride for mine, yeah. I'd die for mine. It's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every day, ladies be wondering where the men at. You never have to look far, they grinning where the skin at. A thought-provoking culture, but the spelling is wrong. The girl of my dreams believes she need a weave and a thong to live a social media type life. A profile is a selfie with a 90 and a nightlight. And under 40 characters, she trying to get a life right now. If you ain't ballin' or tatted, you ain't a type right now. It's tight right now, but the future is looking tense. Till the clouds dissipate, and then it all makes sense. Cause you was meant to be a queen, lovely, regal, refined. Instead of posting instant videos of wiggle behind, this time is a gift. I know you heard it referred as the present. Some reach they dirty 30s and still they learn their lesson. X and O pros missing Mr. Nice Guy. But every time a phone rings, it's only Mr. Nighttime. Hello, I'd ride for mine, yeah. I'd die for mine. It's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every day, I'd ride for mine, yeah. I'd die for mine, mm-hmm. It's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every day, fellas, because of all this, and y'all listen, it's a tall mission, gotta do some switching. Priorities out of whack, community's what we lack. Instead of cutting to the chase, we stab each other in the back. But then we rally for racism, like that's the real issue. Some brothers in MECDC's better than T, they still miss you. I'm still wishing we take some pride of what's ours. We can live up in the clouds, but everybody ain't stars. But everybody got scars from being down for the cause. Lieutenants and sergeants giving out stitches and guards. Man, it's a hot cauldron, bubbling, melting pot. How that bitch's brew is sick and you, we serve it so often. With homicide on the side, but garnish a coffin. Yeah, it's cause for concern, but it's time for action. I'm caught up in the web like you boys with captive text. The system could never fail what it wasn't meant to protect. You hear me? I'd ride for mine, yeah. I'd die for mine. It's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every day, I'd ride for mine, yeah. I'd die for mine. It's gonna take some time, but I pray for mine. Every minute, every hour, every...
Yeah. Thank you all. So right now we've got... Currently got two albums out. The first one is entitled Step Into the Light. It's available on iTunes, Bandcamp, also our website, nativesunlive.com. And then we've also got a second album that we just released back in December entitled Undeniable. So make sure you check that out as well. This next tune that we're going to get into is called Lamb's Bread. And I recently took a vacation out to California for a few weeks. I was out there for most of the month of April. And as any sort of songwriter knows, when you change your surroundings, you kind of get inspired by different things. And so the inspiration for the song just came from me being out in California. And it's kind of like home for me. I grew up spent the first 10 years of my life or so in California, so it felt like home for me, and just getting out there kind of inspired some different things. So this next track is going to be on the next record that I'm going to put out, entitled Accent, and again, this is Lamb's Bread.
Down. If you mugging in the crowd, then you looking like a clown. Don't ever disrespect him or play with the man's head. I woke up early in the morning exhaling the lamb's bread, and you know it's going down. If you mugging in the crowd, then you looking like a clown. Don't ever disrespect him or play with the man's head. I woke up early in the morning, lo and behold, I done grown colder than the next, so it's only right. My name finally gaining respect, the capital B deserves. I ain't happen to be absurd, took over for my city as soon as the winter fell. Jon Snow of the flow, Black Crow doing shows, while commanding the knights, watch our price, watch out some blows. I ain't buying what they selling and telling me incessantly that drugs, killing and stealing's part of my ancestry. So let's be clear, my fears are minimal, if not non-existent. Let the beard get grizzly so the people bear witness, like protection in the nudist colony. I'm out of pocket, fans give me Kevin Love, but at times I got a socket and looking for the plug on that who's who tip, like they too kudo. But ain't no future in your front, and y'all know who do shows. My voodoo froze with every single slice of the pie, and everybody know why it's going down. If you mug it in the crowd, then you looking like a clown. Don't ever disrespect him or play with the man's head. I woke up early in the morning exhaling the lamb's bread, and you know it's going down. If you mugging in the crowd, then you looking like a clown. Don't ever disrespect him or play with the man's head. I woke up early in the morning, this is Sacramento flow, talking about boogie nights. You try to play me like a rookie, right? But never in your long-legged life have you been to these heights like Jackson. I'm talking Tito, Janet, Michael, Jesse in action. I'm representing a fraction of those who can't speak. Another world record every time me and the track meet. It's that deep, it's that dope. I'm booking T, washing these souls with black soap for those that lack hope. Indeed, desire, seek out the true and living. I promise ain't nothing higher. Prior to me and Richard cooking slaps in the kitchen, I was JoJo dancing in mansions with homies that play positions. But now I'm in the mid condition. What kind of man would I be if I carbon copy these Hobby Lobby sloppy MCs? Please, trying to reach the seeds. What they see is what they be. I'm royal like the crown, so it's bound to be up to me. It's going down. If you mugging in the crowd, then you looking like a clown. Don't ever disrespect him or play with the man's head. I woke up early in the morning exhaling the lamb's bread, and you know it's going down. If you mugging in the crowd, then you looking like a clown. Don't ever disrespect him or play with the man's head. I woke up early in the morning exhaling the lamb's bread. Yeah, I woke up early in the morning exhaling the lamb's bread.
Thank you all. So this next song is off of our the last album that we've released, Undeniable. It's entitled Burden of Proof. It was produced by our bass player here, Brandon Meeks, who's an excellent producer. This is one of those tunes that's really just a feel-good sort of song. I wanted to, when I initially wrote it, wanted to kind of bring just some of that feel-good hip-hop back, The game has kind of shifted a little bit, there's not a whole lot of, in my opinion, balance anymore. You've got a lot of things that are slanted to the right that are more so catered for the clubs, and I enjoy a lot of that music, and I think that's fine, but there's not anything on this other end of the spectrum to kind of balance it out, music that's just, feel good, that everybody can listen to, that's not, offensive, that's, really... the type of music where it just kind of puts a smile on your face as soon as you hear the beat kick in. So this is Burden of Proof. And for me, I wanted to title it that because I feel as an MC and as an artist, especially in the hip-hop genre, there is a burden on myself, an obligation to make sure that I'm representing the culture in a fashion that pushes it forward. So, hopefully that last album accomplished that and will continue to do so going forward. This is Burden of Proof.
Hey. All right. That's right, come on. Let's get into it. Yeah. One more time. Let's go. Come on. That's right.
I be pulling some black ops, so yo, cover me, bro. I'm going in on this one and everything subsequently. This movement is for the love. Feel my Jones like Quincy on the Lolo. I laugh these rappers, they don't even know, though. No need to check the style when I write, it's strictly proto. You think you're dolo, but we coming in concert. Running this live music, man, we love it, it's not work. We living off inheritance with a fairer sense of accomplishment. I'm confident, my posture is a glimpse. Or just a pinch, baby, we need reality. I bear this burden of proof, y'all can't be mad at me, but some undoubtedly will, and that's okay, cause the game is getting stale and it's anatomy great, but it's gon' bang, me and the team supreme, you know it's gon' rain, the road less travel, man, we got our own lane, you checking for the native sun, it's never gon' change, but yeah, it's gon' bump, tower over everything, matter of fact, it's gon' trump, anything that you heard before, don't ignore the signs, we prime to blur the lines every time, we blow your mind, hey. It's gon' bang, me and the team supreme, you know it's gon' rain. The road less travel, man, we got our own lane. You checkin' for the native sun, it's never gone, yeah. It's gon' bump, tower over everything, matter of fact, it's gon' trump. Anything that you heard before, don't ignore the signs. We prime to blur the lines every time, we blow your mind. With no exceptions, you can get touched. I ain't talking physically, musically, my motto was plush. Cause the world is numb, take a hit and take a look. Some people drown in their sorrows in empty bottles of kush. Therefore, we all crooks living on borrowed time. With no interest in the realness that expands your mind. So in the interest of time, let me expand on the point. You don't need no social media to tell us the joint. And you don't need the Wikipedia to see us the jam. I figure it's easy to go ahead, stick to the plan. Let it speak to the soul, this is art from the heart. This is spark from out of New York that started in parks. After dark, I'm building arcs and mean 16s, which means split screens of the real and the raw. So if you're feeling involved, or if you're feeling in awe, we be the reason that you even gone feeling, because, you know, it's gon' bang. Me and the team supreme, you know it's gon' rain. The road less travel, man, we got our own lane. You checking for the native sun, it's never gon' change, but yeah, it's gon' bump. Tower over everything, matter of fact, it's gon' trump. Anything that you heard before, don't ignore the signs. We prime to blur the lines every time. We blow your mind, but it's gon' bang. Me and the team supreme, you know it's gon' rain. The road less travel, man, we got our own lane. You checking for the native sun, it's never gone. It's gon' bump. Tower over everything, matter of fact, it's gon' trump. Anything that you heard before, don't ignore the signs. We prime to blur the lines every time. We blow your mind. It's gon' bump, It's gon' rain. It's gon' trump, hey. It's gon' bang. It's gon' bump. It's gon' rain. That's right, it's gon' trump, feel it. It's gon' bang. It's gon' bump. It's gon' rain. Alright, it's gon' trump, but it's gon' bang. It's gonna bump. It's gonna rain. It's gonna trump, but it's gonna bang. Me and the team supreme, you know it's gonna rain. On that road less travel, man, we got our own lane. If you checking for the native sun, it's never gonna change, but it's gonna bump. Tower over everything, matter of fact, it's gonna trump. Anything that you heard before, don't ignore the signs. We prime to blur the lines every time we blow your mind, feel me?
Nice.
Alrighty. So once again, we are Native Son. We want to thank WFYI for having us in the small studio session. And make sure you check out those two albums. As I said, Undeniable, Step Into the Light. It's available on NativeSunLive.com, as well as iTunes and Bandcamp. We love you, Indianapolis.
Nice.
Well, we want to welcome our latest small studio session group, Native Son. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, since now we're on radio, so folks are going to have to go to our website to see your performance, which we just listened to, and it's fabulous. Let's give everybody an introduction so our listeners can learn who we're speaking with today.
I'm Brandish Gossett.
I'm Brandon Meeks. I play bass for the group.
My name is Richard Sleepy Floyd. I play drums for the group.
And I'm Bobby Young. I'm the lead MC for the band.
How did you guys get together?
I guess I'll take the lead on that. It actually started down in Bloomington. I went to IU, and Sleepy was down there as well. He was a neighbor to a good friend of mine from high school. And so, you know, sometimes I'll go over to my friend's house for parties, and Sleepy would be there. And we actually knew each other for a while before I even knew that he played an instrument. He's what I call a shy drummer at that point in time. I didn't know he was that into the music. But one time we started talking about hip hop and who his favorite artists were and what have you. And he said, "Hey, man, I play drums. As a matter of fact, my drum set is set up in my apartment next door, right upstairs." So we went over there next door. He started playing the drums, and we started, you know, freestyling a little bit. And from there, it just really grew. You know, we grew into great friends, and we wanted to start a band. That was a little different from what the mainstream was, and something that had a live sort of basis, and then expanded from there. And then Sleepy kind of brought, I'll let you explain that part, but kind of brought Brandon into the fold.
Then I met this guy named Brandon Meeks. Changed my life. You know, and ironically, we met playing a Martin Luther King concert. It was like a concert that Brandis was hosting in Kokomo, our hometown. Me and him were from the same hometown. We're cousins. And I just actually got thrown into the gig, you know, just by being there. You know, they asked me to just play because the drummer that Brandon was coming to play with didn't make it, couldn't make the gig. So I ended up playing with him, and I was just like, this dude is like everything that I've been wanting in the bass player, you know. And then he just so happens to say, "Hey, I'm moving to Indianapolis, you know, like next week." I was like, okay, well, we exchanged numbers. And then we discovered that we had a lot of the same mutual musical interest. And, you know, long story short, we ended up playing at the same church. And then, you know, ultimately I introduced him to Bobby. And then we just started collaborating and working on beats and producing music together. And here we are, mm-hmm. You know. And that was about 10 years ago. Yeah, so.
And that is what's neat about you guys, is you really have combined a lot of different genres of music together in a time when not a lot of new bands are doing it. They all kind of pick one thing and they go that route and they do with it. But you guys really, I know, appreciate and reach back on the history of music too, especially with jazz and the jazz influence that shows up
Absolutely.
In your work.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when it comes to hip hop, it's really a combination of a lot of different types of music. You know, I mean, it comes from soul, it comes from funk, it comes from that old school, you know, R&B. It's got those jazz elements in it. And so for us, we almost feel like we're turning back the clock a little bit. The music itself is not dated, but just some of those elements, we're just trying to bring those to the forefront because that's really what hip-hop is comprised of to begin with.
And that's a big part of the educational outreach too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Getting that across to the new kids on the block
right.
to realize where everything originated.
Absolutely. Right. You have to know the history of the music, any type of music, in order to get to achieve the sound that you want to achieve, you know. And that's kind of what we try to do
right.
with our style, you know.
So what's the process like when you are writing music and putting it together? Do you all sit down and do it together? Do you do a little bit on your own and then bring it together? How does that work?
A lot of times we'll each be just constantly working on different things on our own. Like I write music all the time. Sleepy does too. Bobby does too. You know, we're all constantly writing. So when we talk, it's just a matter of saying, "Hey, what you been working on? What have you been working on?" And we'll just kind of share ideas. A lot of times, even if we don't see each other, we're constantly talking on Facebook or texting and emailing each other. So we'll put music on Dropbox and just say here's what I have, and you know Bobby might have lyrics, and then we'll start just putting the pieces together that make sense, and just a lot of our songs are just born that way, just from just constantly creating and sharing amongst each other, and just utilizing technology as much as we can.
Obviously, recently in the news, we've had a lot of with Apple going to stream the music and Taylor Swift kind of standing up for artists and that kind of thing. But yet, you guys still perform live a lot. And that must be very important.
Yeah, that's very important. I mean, because that's the basis of your connection with the audience, is them being able to see and connect with you in a live setting. Of course, the recorded music is very important, because that reaches the people that might not be able to make it to a show. But as much as possible, just being a real person and being accessible to people in real life is, you know, that's one of the most important things an artist can do.
Right, so. And not only that, just from an Indianapolis perspective, it's always cool to see when we do perform in town, we get a great response, and you know, we get a lot of people out, and they look forward to our shows. And I think that speaks, you know, that helps the community at large, the music community at large, when you can get that kind of support for something that's, you know, not as something you see every day. You know, me and Brandon, we play a lot in the jazz community, and, you know, a lot of times we don't get that support, you know. You know, it's getting better, but, you know, it's still a long way to go in that regard. But it just feels good to get to see people come out when we do play here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that kind of leads into my next question, is the fact that you guys have been around for a while, so you've seen a lot of changes, and things kind of go steady for a while. Do you feel like everything's back on an upswing now, or we're down a little bit? What's your feeling on the pulse of Indianapolis area music?
I think Indianapolis is certainly on an uptick. I really do. I think that there are a lot of very talented musicians. You know, I usually, during the course of any show, I usually give the same sort of public service announcement. We've got to really support our own. I think Indianapolis, unfortunately, has a history of having a lot of talent but not coming together and supporting that talent and nurturing it here. So what happens is we have a lot of individuals who end up moving. You know, they go to L.A., they go to New York, they go other places and take that talent and add to that talent pool, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but Indianapolis could really stand to use some of that here at home. And so, you know, if there's anything that I always want to get across, whether you know we're doing an interview like this or whether we're performing, is to really support your own. You see an act that you like, follow them. You know, whether it's on the social media, making sure you're on their website or on their mailing list, become a part of that and make sure that you're supporting them, because we can only go as far as the people who are listening to the music and embracing it and sharing it take us.
Definitely. And then with that being said, it's also important to just take a chance on things that you never heard. You know, go to the Chatterbox on a Monday night, you know, shameless plug, I play there with Rob Dixon. but I mean, just any night of the week, they have music, you know, seven nights of the week, and it's all local. And, you know, it's fantastic. The Jazz Kitchen, you know, through the week, they feature a lot of local bands. You know, it's just important to just take a chance on the art scene and on the arts community that you have. Support, you know, like Bobby was saying, just support your own. And, you know, even if you haven't heard of a group, just take a chance and just go check them out, you know.
Because we're so supportive of our local food trucks, of our local craft brewers.
Yes.
Well, music is essential.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And there's something happening every night of the week in Indianapolis. That was, you know, if you look for the arts and things that are interesting, you can find something any night of the week. So there's no shortage of talent here.
And Native Sun, S-U-N. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the name.
Initially, it was inspired by Richard Wright's book, Native Sun, S-O-N.
Yep.
So that was my initial inspiration for it, and I kind of just presented it to the guys, and Bobby took it a step further to kind of, you know, put our identity on it with making it S-U-N. I'll kind of let him explain his
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Brandon that. Came to us with the concept, and I thought it was a great name. I thought, one, from a legal standpoint, can we get away with it? You know what I mean? And then two, just to kind of, again, add some more creativity, just have the S-U-N, because that's what we're really trying to do. We're trying to shine some light on an otherwise underrepresented sort of category at the moment. You know, the I don't like the term, you know, underground. I feel like, you know, that kind of means like unseen and unheard. But I tend to use the term, you know, progressive hip hop or hip hop that has some sort of a meaning or a message to it is underrepresented. It's not in the Indianapolis radio stations. It's not in, in a lot of cities on their radio stations. It's all about, you know, money and what have you. And I get it. But to a certain extent, as people will see when they watch our small studio session, one of the things that I was saying there is there needs to be a balance. You know, you can have the mainstream hip hop and it's about, you know, whatever, the money, cars, whatever. But on the flip side, you need that hip hop that's going to teach people something, that's going to leave them with something that they can kind of grow from, that's going to provide some sort of a message. So in terms of just having the SUN, like I said, I feel like we could be a beacon within the game to show that, hey, you can have a voice and you can be popular and still represent something that's just not what everybody else thinks and have your own sort of feel to it.
Well, we thank you guys for shining your light on 90.1 and WFYI.org with our small studio session for this month. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.